You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98FM here with Eat My Brunch. We've been having a great old chat off air, as I always do with my guests. Now, I'm joined in the studio by graphic designer James Fraser. James is taking part in an art design exhibition at the Beckett Gallery, which is between the 1st and the 28th of March, and it's entitled Super Abundant Flow, and there's also going to be a talk on the 21st of March. So thanks ever so much for coming in today.
Good to be here, Michelle.
Now, you're a graphic designer. When did you start in that field?
Well, I've been doing it for about 25 years now. I ended up in the world of book publishing after studying a course at what was then the London College of Printing. And I ended up working at publishers all over London, from Penguin, Random House, where I'm still involved at Bloomsbury. And so, yeah, I've done it for about 25 years, either in-house or as a freelancer. Essentially, it's in the world of fiction and designing book covers, but I work with authors, illustrators, editors, and that's the world. That's my day job, I speak. But partly why I'm here is to also talk about where that project, where my day job turned into something else.
So, an author would come to you and say they've written a thriller, and then have you got to come up with a concept?
Can work like that, and it has headed like that these days with self-publishing. So you will get authors getting in touch with you, but mostly these days it's still through the publishers. So
yep.
They're the people that are instigating the project. An author will have an agent, and then there'll be an editor would read a manuscript still. It's still, you know, very much that's where it starts, with the publishers, with the editors, and then I'm brought in, sort of like, here's someone that's already been published, here's how their books look then, and then here's how we're going to redesign it and repackage it. And so, you know, it mostly starts there rather than an author coming directly to me.
Because it is important. You don't think, really, but it is branding. It draws you to a book when it's out on a shelf is the cover.
Oh, definitely. I mean, yeah, the old adage is don't judge a book by its cover. But sometimes you can't help it. And
yeah.
I mean, I've done that for 25 years.
Yeah.
Sometimes, often reading something just by the look of its cover. And that's the world that I sort of, you know, that's the line that I tread. I think if you to look where I've worked over London, it would look like a crime scene. All
the amount of different publishers I worked for.
That'd be a good book cover. Now, you've actually gone back to college in 2017 to do an MA in graphic media design. What made you want to go back?
I started to do a bit of teaching while I was freelancing doing the books. I started going. I also had friends that I studied with who teach. One teaches down at Colchester at the School of Art. Another, where I ended up going back, what was the London College of Printing when I was there. 25 years later, it's the London College of Communication. I had a friend working there to get me to come talk to a student. So it's almost giving something back after, you know, you've done it for that long. You feel it's quite nice to actually talk about it, do a presentation, you know, showing. As people have done when I was back at college, you know, you have people that have been doing it for a long time. They come in and sort of like, here's how I did this here. And that's quite an important thing when you're studying. But then, like I say, it was just seeing where the book world had gone. It was kind of, I'm dealing with print and editing. Everything had gone digital. Although I put them together in a digital way, you know, working on computer and that sort of thing. But it's kind of, where's it going? Where's it all heading? Will books still be there? I mean, you know, we saw what happened to the music industry, how all of a sudden, although there's a big live scene now, it's, you know, to actually designing for either big LPs, CDs, all of a sudden it got rather shrunk, and the music industry was in turmoil. I thought that was going to happen to publishing as well.
I don't think it will. There's something about having a physical book. You don't need anything else. I think obviously if you've got a CD, you've got to have a CD player. People don't have those anymore. I love books, and I think kids love to be in bed reading a book. It's that turning the pages and a fresh book that's nobody's touched.
I'm pleased to say that you're not the only one. A lot of people feel like that. Thankfully, the book publishing industry is still going. It's still healthy. We just had the London Book Fair going on, and then you've got the big ones coming up out in Bologna in Italy, the big children's book fair. So it is still going. But for me, it was kind of, I was trying to work out, where do I belong? Everyone can be a graphic designer. And as I said, if you're doing your social media page, you're putting photographs and type together, you are acting like a graphic designer. And so I was thinking, well, where can that go? Where do I belong now? And that's how I ended up back at college, which was a big upheaval for me. Age 50, suddenly getting back on the train. And my partner, Laura, she was great. She was very supportive of me. But it really was, you know, every Wednesday I'd be up to London to, you know, with my notebook and pen, having very full-on studio days and having to work at weekends and keep the day job going. It was very tough, but I like to think I got something at the end of it. So I got an MA, a Master's in Graphic Media Design.
It
took me 2 years, part-time.
Yeah.
And in one of the very few places you can do it part-time. So I was very fortunate to do it, because I think they've even stopped the course now. And I got this very strange cookie project out of it, which is partly what I'm here to talk about as well.